Hello guys, welcome to Real Talk, True Talk. My name is Watson. Here on the podcast, we talk about what's it like being a young adult living freely, authentically, and unashamed of God. In today's episode, guys, we're going to be talking about your journey to finding a place of worship. For all of you who are, you know, new Christians going on this journey of wanting to find a place of worship, let me tell you why it's important to have a physical place of worship. And for all of you guys who also might be wanting on the process of moving churches, you know, because of any reasons, you know, you might not want to be in your church. These are the important things of finding a church. Number one, it's very important to have a physical church because you can't be at home watching it online every single time. You need to be mingling with people, you know, like having an opportunity to go into physically and just listen to the word of God, listen to the great music around the churches and just interacting with people. You know, some things like when you're online, you know, sometimes it's very difficult for you to get the help that you need, you know, because you're online and there's so many other people. But if you're physically, you can actually get your prayers answered, get prayed for. You know, you've got people who are here to help you grow spiritually and physically. So it's very encouraging to be in a place of worship as a place like this. Yeah, I'm in my local church here. And, you know, it helps by just coming sometimes, just interacting with God, you know, just praying and just talking to Him. The next point which I've got is that the importance of taking your time finding a location. You know, I've seen many people who have come and go, you know, one day, one Sunday they're here, the next Sunday they don't come, and we've never seen them again. I don't know why many people jump around, but I believe that there should be four services that you should attend for each church. So spend 1 month at that church, at that location. Start getting used to how they deal with things. You know, because if you come in one Sunday, you know, like one of the ushers, they might not be available, like the lead usher who greets everyone with excitement, you know. So they might not have the usher. And then you go in there and then you'll be like, oh, they didn't welcome me properly. One thing, the music was too loud. These are the kind of things that you should realize as well, that they might be, you know, experimenting with different musics. They might be experimenting with different ushers. It's you know, we don't exactly know, you know, as people going into church, which part they are on in their journey, you know, the churches, because they might be, you know, also getting used to people who are new to their churches, you know, because, you know, like sometimes, you know, certain churches, they don't get new visitors a lot. So, you know, for both parties to get used to each other, you know, if you come the next Sunday, they might be like, oh, we've seen this person, he came last week, or she came last week. And then they'll be like, okay, let's go and greet them, you know. So it's important that, you know, you get to go to the church at least four times and get used to how they deal with, how they do their services each and every week. The next part is just, you don't really know until you miss out when you go to a place. You just have to give them time and an opportunity. That's why I recommend you to go each at least four times, you know, so you can get used to it. And you don't know if you go one Sunday, that might be the place for you, you know. You have to open up and let God talk and you listen, because, you know, Sunday services, there are those, it's a very important thing to have a physical place of worship, because you need to let God tell you that this is the right place. Don't get excited with all the flashing lights, the LEDs, the 500 cameras they've got, you know, the 100,000 seaters, you know. Just also use the opportunity to hear God's voice when you're walking into a certain room, because it will work and it will tell you exactly where you need to be without actually jumping from 1 week. Let me say if I go to this church 1 week and then I go to a next location 1 week. You know, in your cities, there are so many churches. So I don't know why you should be rushing. It could take you up to a year to even find a church. So if you take those every month you're in different churches, it will be so much easier to finally understand and figure out which church you're supposed to be by listening to God when you get into that location. And the next thing is also, you might arrive at a certain church location and then some of the things which you expected are not there. Now, this might be because God wanted you to be that person who can lead a certain department, let's say like the kids ministry or the ushers or any other things like, you know, the praise and worship. There's certain roles that God is telling you to go to a certain location. So again, if you go to that location and you don't see what you were hoping for, maybe it's because God's got that plan for you to bring all that through you. My name is Watson, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this message. You know, I hope you've been touched. And I just want to say, you know, continue praying and just asking God, you know, for that location, that physical location to go to, because, you know, it's very important that, you know, when you're giving your tithes, when you're giving your offerings, when you're donating food to the local communities, that you're doing it for a good reason and you're doing it knowing that this is going to the right, you know, the right place, you know, where my money is not getting, you know, eaten by, you know, certain people involved in the church. But it's actually, you can see that this is making a difference through everything that you do. Your talent is very important. So make sure that you keep praying and make sure that you open your ears and ask God for wisdom and understanding so you can hear God when he speaks to you that you have arrived at your church. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. God bless.